Wednesday, June 19th, 2013. Shockwaves ripple through the entertainment industry as news reaches Hollywood. James Gandolfini is dead. A family holiday in Italy turns out to be the last hurrah for the man best known as TV mob boss Tony Soprano. Gandolfini's 13-year-old son Michael discovers the actor collapsed on the bathroom floor of his hotel room in Rome. Minutes later, he's rushed by ambulance to a nearby hospital where doctors work frantically to revive the actor. But despite their best efforts, including heart massage, doctors cannot restart his heart. At 11 p.m., the Italian-American actor is pronounced dead. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie orders all state flags to be lowered at half staff. Broadway theaters dim their marquee lights to honor the actor. During a concert 2 days after Gandolfini's death, Bruce Springsteen performs the entire Born to Run album in tribute to the revered actor. Springsteen's E Street Band includes Steven Van Zandt, one of Gandolfini Soprano's co-stars. The news hits him hard. He tweets, "I've lost a brother and a best friend. The world has lost one of the greatest actors of all time.